You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India's data center capacity is expected to record the highest capacity addition of approximately 850 megawatts during the 2024-2026 period, higher than major APAC countries, said a report by CBRE South Asia. According to a CBRE report titled Asia-Pacific Data Center Trends, Q1 2024, India tops major APAC countries with the highest data center capacity of around 950 megawatts in the Asia-Pacific region, excluding China, overtaking major countries like Australia, Hong Kong, SAR, Japan, Singapore, and Korea. After India, Japan recorded the second highest data centers, DC capacity, with 892 megawatts. Followed by Australia at 773 MW, Singapore at 718 MW, Hong Kong at 613 MW, and Korea at 531 MW. Next up, only 28% of organizations feel very prepared to navigate the complexities of impact investing, despite over 50% of them having strong interest in it, including engagements with India's social stock exchange and other innovative models, such as social bonds and pay for success, reveals Deloitte India's CSR preparedness survey. The survey further highlights that 50% of organizations are re-evaluating their CSR strategies due to changing local and global regulatory landscapes and enhanced disclosure requirements. Interestingly, India's CSR landscape is evolving from a compliance-driven activity to a strategic imperative, as 80% of the organizations recognize CSR as a critical part in shaping their organization's corporate strategy. Meanwhile, Uber has been granted an aggregator license by the Transport Department, Government of Delhi, to operate buses under the Delhi Premium Bus Scheme. Each shuttle service will be able to accommodate between 19 to 50 passengers and will be operated by local fleet partners, utilizing Uber's technology. The formal launch of Uber Shuttle, a bus service tailored for daily commuting needs, brings to fruition a pilot program that was initially tested in Delhi NCR and has been operational in Kolkata since last year under an MOU with the West Bengal government. Leveraging Uber's global expertise, Uber Shuttle aims to provide tech-optimized mobility solutions using private bus fleets, addressing road congestion and reducing carbon emissions by encouraging shared rides. In other news, the Central Board of Direct Taxes has rolled out a new functionality in the annual information statement to display the status of information confirmation process in real time. This will display whether the feedback of the taxpayer has been acted upon by the source, by either partially or fully accepting or rejecting the same. According to an official release, in case of partial or full acceptance, the information is required to be corrected by filing a correction statement by the source. The AIS is available to all registered income taxpayers through the compliance portal, accessible through the e-filing website www.incometax.gov.in. The statement provides details of large numbers of financial transactions undertaken by the taxpayer, which may have tax implications. Up next, Office Space Solutions will be opening its IPO on May 20th to retail investors, offering them 15.6 million shares. The company will be raising ₹598.93 crore through fresh issues and offers for sale. The subscription will close on May 27th. The company has set the IPO brand in a range of ₹364 to ₹383 per equity share. A retail investor needs to bid for a minimum of one lot containing 39 shares, amounting to ₹14,937. The company is in the business of co-working space solution provider based in India. It caters its services mostly to individuals, startups, SMEs, and some large corporations. The company offers custom office spaces and mobility solutions. In another development, Radico Khaitan announced that its flagship brand, Magic Moments Vodka, which had become the seventh largest globally last year, soared past expectations in the fiscal 2024, selling over 6 million cases. This amounted to sales worth Rs 1,000 crore in comparison to the previous fiscal year's sales of 5.2 million cases. With a current market share of 60% nationwide, the brand has experienced a volume growth of 21% compared to the previous year, showcasing its strong appeal and consumer preference. Adding to its spirit lineup, Magic Moments recently launched Pink Vodka and Holy Hair Edition towards the end of the financial year and received positive responses while significantly contributing to the overall sales. Lastly, Kolkata Metro's newly inaugurated underwater stretch, which connects Howrah to the state capital, has recorded around 24 lakh passengers commuting through it in the last 2 months, a statement from the railway revealed. Commercial metro services began on March 15th for two key stretches, the Howrah Maidan to Esplanade on the Green Line 2, and from Kavi Subhash, New Garia to Hemanta Mukhopadhyay, Ruby Moore, on the Orange Line. the Green Line 2 of East-West Metro, a part of which runs under the River Ganga, saw 24 lakh commuters hop on. The statement from the railway revealed that this helped the Metro Railway generate Rs 3.40 crore just through that section. Howrah Maidan Station emerged as the busiest station in the last 2 months. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.